This is a CKTZ news update. Many changes are underway for waste management in the Strathcona and Comox regional districts, with a new large composting facility in Campbell River opening up this fall. About 30% of organic waste is expected to be diverted from the landfill servicing Comox Valley to Seaward and surrounding islands. Residents on Cortez Island, however, should not expect their organic waste will be shipped to this new facility. Vivian Shao, Senior Manager for Comox Strathcona Waste Management, gives some background on waste management for the area and planning around organic waste pickup services for the whole service area.
We are based out of Comox Valley, but we service all the way up to Seaward.
Okay, and including Cortez Island.
Yes.
Can you just confirm where Cortez Island's garbage is being shipped at the moment?
The material that you guys have is shipped over to the Campbell River Transfer Station. That we just closed the Campbell River landfill at the end of last month. It's finally just reached its capacity. So the landfill is in the process of being closed as per ministry requirements. And the transfer station is basically this transfer station where we consolidated all waste. And all of that material is coming down to the Comox Valley Waste Management Center.
When did that start? When did it start getting shipped down to Cumberland then?
It started last fall. So we've been tracking that material down to Comox Valley.
So that just started last fall. Are all of Cortez, Cortez's material garbage has been shipped to Cumberland? That just started last fall. Okay. We're not going to necessarily be collecting organic waste on Cortez and having it shipped to the new organic composting facility, the big one in Campbell River, or what is the plan there? What do you see?
So what we're looking to do, there's actually an organics infrastructure grant that just came out last week, and which is targeted specifically at rural and remote communities. For small, especially for islands, it makes sense to have the infrastructure on the islands to be able to handle this material rather than having to transport this material back and forth. And it's also great to be able to make use of that compost on site as well. So what we're trying to explore, especially for Cortez, is the potential for working with different partners to be able to operate these local composters so that we can keep the compost on the island, and so that it can also benefit the residents of the community as well. Cortez has a curbside program, so it is something that we're looking to explore to see if it can be integrated as part of your regular curbside pickup, and then working with the potential partners on the island to see if it's something that we can scale up for the community. Like globally, there is 50% of what we grow for human consumption is not eaten. Like that is a startling factoid. Like in Canada specifically, like 30% of the food that we distribute for human consumption is wasted. That amounts to about $49 billion in food that we send to the landfill every year. So when we incorporate the total cost, so in lost resources that's used to, say, for example, grow the food, package that food, and then transport that food to your local grocery store for you to drive to the grocery store to pick all that yummy food up, that cost equates to like over about $100 billion annually just here in Canada alone. So what we're really focused here at the CSWM service in the next year is to really get the education out there and understand, to educate residents so that they understand the importance of these sustainable consumption levels and practices, and that we only have finite resources to grow this food. And so we want to be able to make sure that we're minimizing that wastage. Like even though like composting is fantastic, but the root of the problem is in the food that we waste. So that is our big focus for this year, just to create that awareness. There are residents that do take part in backyard composting. It's a bit different in the sense that rural communities, like you guys, have different challenges, wildlife being one of them. There is a much bigger consideration out in the rural areas, and that seems to be a hindrance. Whereas in the urban areas, especially with the the upcoming regional organics facility that's going to be coming online in the fall. The municipalities are, so the four municipalities, Campbell River, Comox, Courtney, and Cumberland, they will be able to put their material at curbside so that it'll actually be taken to the facility for composting. But for the remote areas, that's not that's not available right now. But it also doesn't necessarily make sense to truck all that material to a centralized facility. What we're looking to do is to find more localized solutions.
Great. And could you just define for me what garbage is? And are we really just talking about unsorted recyclables and organic waste?
Yeah, garbage is the residual at the very end after you take out all of the material of value. So the food waste, the recyclables, things that actually have inherent value.
And I just wanted to clarify that it's not like if you're not diverting organic waste, kitchen scraps and other organic waste out of your garbage before it goes to and shipped off to a landfill, it's not like there's somebody going through our garbage and diverting it after it's been already put into the garbage. Once it's in there, it's not like it's going to be removed and properly composted.
Yeah, it's that source separation is where it needs to happen. By the time it gets to your black garbage can, it's not being separated. Once it gets to the landfill, like there's safety considerations. It's not a practical approach. That level of segregation is just, it's not possible.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.